Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
What's all that goddamn holler?
We happy. Yay. It's springtime.
I'm happy, but Lord, you done blown in hearing aid out.
I did.
You know what?
I'm loud.
Bloaty, not crunk this morning.
She did a, I am crunk.
She did a mini,
she did a mini Ripperton.
I can't.
Oh, no, I did not.
I did not. So I was listening to Inside My Love this morning. That's like one of my favorite mini Ripperton songs. Mm-hmm. And y'all know when she hit that?
Yeah,
that's what the hell Vaughn sound like.
Have you ever heard that song?
Yes, I have. That's a beautiful song.
Yes, it is, honey.
It is.
I was old schooling because my daddy it's put me on many and all so many others, and then today is his birthday. So I was
happy birthday.
It's Big E, Mr. Fly Dresser. Yes, sir. It's his birthday today.
Okay.
And he shamed it to still hoeing.
Really?
Yeah.
And he married?
What that mean?
At a certain age in life.
That nigga been married since he was 23 years old, and he been hoeing since then.
What is that going to stop?
That nigga ain't never going to be tired.
Dang.
What's the old saying? Till my dick in the dirt.
Have you ever been around him?
Once.
Fool.
I swear, you love him. You gotta love him.
I think my first time being around him was Marion's
funeral. He's the life of the party.
After Marion's funeral.
Yeah, he's the life of the party. And when they have this cliche saying, until my dick in the dirt, they did that for my daddy.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's over with.
Oh, God.
It's over with. That nigga, he's some serious.
You know, but when I see him, I don't see that.
Yeah.
Shit.
I think he's a sweetheart.
I mean, he's sweet.
Yeah, he is. He's a sweetheart, but you can tell, and you know Yoshi,
was a hellion.
Yeah. And the personality, Yoshi definitely gets it from him.
I'm sorry, but I don't know about y'all, but I can hear my thoughts before I say them.
Yeah.
It's so crystal clear.
Right.
It is.
So crystal clear.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. Now I sound like
me. You remember when I told?
Yeah. What'd you tell?
You remember when I told y'all a while back that I felt like we got some new equipment or something?
Oh Jesus,
mm-hmm. Child!
So that's probably why you thought
Precious
I sound
Lord.
Like Minnie Ripperton.
Yeah,
because
it came in on the
real
Oscars.
Strong.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do we need to pause for a minute? Pause for the calls. No,
okay.
Child. Take all that hair from around your ear.
Because it's super, it super loud. I'm trying to tell you, I can hear my breath.
Put on that one. Hold on, y'all. We having some technical difficulties.
This sound a little bit better.
We having some technical difficulties here at the chop shop. Hold on.
Not the chop shop.
Yeah. Here out of there.
Welcome to the chop shop.
Uh-uh.
So what?
You know, they got this new thing going on on TikTok.
What?
You see, I be posting them, right? When they do the little TikTok reels, and the girl at the end of the, what is it, Thuggish Ruggish Bone, when she's saying,
yeah.
We got lazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And crazy. Business in the house. Wishes in the house. Hold on. Then when they get the,
and flesh.
Why they do and flesh and like
and
that?
Yeah. And Tasha.
And Tasha. Yeah. They don't like flesh. I'm like, flesh,
what?
Look.
Well,
and
wait
so,
a minute. Who is flesh? That's what
you
I want to know.
You know flesh.
So, yeah.
It was for
go back and do your Bone Thugs. They got pictures of them.
Yeah.
They got pictures of them. And so, go back and do your Bone Thugs history, and y'all find out who the fuck Flesh is. Cause don't nobody like Flesh. Cause every time they do a TikTok reel and they say,
and Flesh,
everybody's face get real ugly.
And then who was the end?
And Tasha.
Yeah. So everybody who do the reel, so everybody got the little caption at the top of the reel. So when she say, with the niggas with the money outside, or whatever, or they said the dudes that we used to mess around with,
uh-huh,
he get the ugly face.
Why they do flesh like that?
I don't know. It's so I'm gonna have to look at it. Yeah, it's always one of them.
But I was always wondering why they never went extra hard on Flesh name.
That's why I said, who is Flesh? I know Busy Crazy.
We gonna have to Wish. Look it up.
And Wish.
We gonna have to look it up.
It's four of them.
But let me tell you what else is crazy, y'all. We going off on
is it four or five
random tangents today. But have you ever seen the unsung? Have you ever seen the unsung on Busy Bone?
Oh, it's been a while.
Oh, it's
been
a while.
Yeah, yeah, I remember seeing it, but it's been a while.
So I had to sit there. You know, I go on these little rabbit holes on Facebook.
Busy's the light skinned one with the
yes,
the
with the pretty hair.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't realize this, but I'm going on this rabbit hole looking at the story of Busy Bone.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Busy Bone was on what's the Adam Walsh TV show?
Missing
Children. You remember the one back in the day in the 80s and the 90s?
Was America's Most Wanted?
No, it wasn't America's Most Wanted.
It was Missing Children.
Or it was...
Why they gonna have a goddamn shirt on?
But I know where you're getting. I know where you're going.
So, apparently, Busy Bone's
and
mama...
his sister.
Right. They were kidnapped by the daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And so... how they were found was through the TV program.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this.
Mm-mm.
And because the daddy was abusive and he would
and
go
from
by place to
names.
Place. Right, right.
It is America's Most Wanted.
Oh, well, shit. I thought America's Most Wanted was for the criminals. But I thought he had...
but you know, at the end of America's Most Wanted, they did...
Yeah, I thought
it was...
They
used to do Missing Children of America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking about some criminals. Mm-hmm. But I guess the people who kidnapped the children
would be
a criminal
too.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Right.
So that's how he was found.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he was doing this
Busy.
So when they were doing this little video, he was basically saying how he appreciated Adam Walsh so much because had he never stepped up and made this TV show after losing his son, he might have never been found, and who's to say if the daddy wouldn't have killed him and the sister because they were abused, they were not being fed. Like, they went through, like, a very...
Yeah, because I remember seeing something where the sister, somebody recognized them from the program,
mm-hmm.
and he was going to tell the sister, like, are you sure you're going to say who we really are? Because
yeah.
he was mm-hmm. second-guessing, like,
yeah,
should she do it or not?
He didn't want to say, because he would tell the kids, you better not tell nobody at that school who you really are.
Right, and the sister was brave enough
right.
to say,
right.
well, this is our real name,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, tell the story. So, yeah, that's crazy. But how did he get to stardom?
Who?
So what happened
Flesh?
Was, yeah.
No,
so,
not Flesh.
So Busy.
Busy.
Oh.
This one we're talking about. I hope we're talking about the right Bone Thugs child, because, you know, we give somebody the wrong fucking name all the time. So what happened was they found him. They took the churn back to the mama, right? She ain't want to do right by him. Now you got your goddamn kids back. This is what I'm going to tell you about bad parenting and shit. Now you got your children who done been kidnapped for years back with you. But you so gone over these niggas who you with, you can't even watch your kids properly.
What the hell?
What's going on here? Oh, so you know, the kids are neglected, whatever, whatever, and so the Busy runs away. Cause they was in maybe Texas or some other state or whatever. So Busy winds up running away, and he meets, cause I don't think he even graduated from high school. He meets some members of Bone Thug. Where they from? St. Louis or somewhere?
I thought they was from. They not from Cali. No, Cleveland.
Ohio.
Yeah.
So he winds up leaving wherever he's at with his mom, like some states away, and finds his tribe of people.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they were a gang or something back then. Well, let me not put that on them. Maybe they was just a group of fellers.
Fellas.
Yeah, he found some people.
Look how Aunt Jo say,
fellas.
Little young fellas that befriended him and took care of him. Because you know how children come from different little walks of life, and mm-hmm. then they decide, well, we gonna take care of each other since the parents don't give a damn about us.
Right, right.
And so, you know, they all came together as one, and I guess they must have figured out they was musically inclined. And then they formed a group and met up with Easy.
Easy, yes.
And then that's how they became Bone Thugs.
And now, who was your favorite Bone?
Apparently, I don't know.
What?
I guess I just know Crazy and Lazy. Because I'm looking at him now.
Come on now. So Flesh, you don't remember him?
I see Flesh. Okay. I know who Flesh is now.
Is all of them alive still? I thought one died.
I think one of them was really sick, but I don't know if they passed one is away or not.
Was in jail for a minute.
Oh, Lord.
See,
one was in jail for a minute. Don't know what
Why
the crime
somebody
was.
Somebody always got to go to jail from one of the goddamn groups. It's always somebody in one of them. Even Jagged Edge. That little boy can't stay his ass out of jail.
Crazy is the one.
Isn't one of them in jail for murder now?
Jagged Edge.
Yeah, one of them went back. The one that's abusive.
But that's the one who made the girl swallow the goddamn engagement ring.
Yeah, that's him. That's the dark skinned one.
I'm sorry. That ain't even fucking funny.
It's not one of the twins. It's the other one.
Girl, you should have known this.
He came in.
Okay, I know Busy. See,
that's
see
the one
him.
Who was on Miss and Churn.
When I see him, I can...
You
hear
now, the Crazy is the one that... just the outlaw, I think.
That Lazy.
Is that Lazy?
Okay.
That's Lazy.
And,
Wish is the little chunky one, I think.
Wish is the little fat face one with the pretty hair.
Oh, yeah. Now, Crazy look crazy.
Oh, yeah. That probably would have been my favorite one because he was
okay,
cute.
It ain't crazy
he was the cutest
then.
One.
Crazy. So it must be Lazy.
I always
all
thought,
of them in their 50s. They just turned 50 or...
Well, who Wish is?
Hold on.
Yeah, they all became friends. I don't know if they went to high school together.
Wish will be 50 next year. He 49.
Let's see who Wish is. That's the fat,
yeah,
that's the fat face
one
with the pretty hair. He was cute, too. I don't like light-skinned people.
Really?
So I didn't care for none of the light-skinned ones.
Now, how you... you can't be prejudiced.
I'm not
racist.
This is Flesh and Bone.
That's Flesh? I see why they don't like
why
that motherfucker.
Why they don't like Flesh?
He looked like he do some dirty shit.
No.
Flesh looked like he fucked everybody's girlfriend in the group.
No, he just looked like he...
no, I think it's... No.
Flesh ain't shit.
Flesh is married.
Now,
Lazy is his brother.
Oh, which one Lazy is?
That's the light bright one.
That's what it is. They just
let me retract.
That's the one that's the troublemaker.
Let me retract my statement. I don't dislike all light skinned people. I just don't really like light skinned men. They ain't never been my flavor.
You can't say that.
I don't.
They ain't never been your flavor.
I mean, the one I had in high school, his light skin, but he was like, you can't even really associate him with light skin because he was light skin with freckles and red hair. I don't know where they got that crazy motherfucker from.
Okay.
I say his name, Ronald Brown. Ronald Brown was light skin.
He ain't light skin no more.
No, he ain't. The child, the sun and the demons done got up the whole term.
Oh, Lord.
Lord have mercy. I quit.
I'm about to say he ain't light skin no more.
No, but he was light skin in high school. Mm. Light skin with freckles and red hair. Yeah. And I didn't want nothing else light skin after that. No, thank you. You know who he used to remind you of? Redhead Kingpin, since we talking about old school rappers.
Yeah, when they too light, they kind of scare me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Well, who was that talking about?
You know how I like
they
them.
Too, who was? Yeah, black is that. Look, who was that talking about? They didn't like. I think it was Sunitha talking about. I just can't do pink penises. That's why I don't like light skinned
people. Yeah,
they
all
look scary. They all look scary. Just look like an uncooked hot dog, don't it?
It's just a little different.
I don't want that. Mm-mm. It just look like it's, I don't know, bruise easily or something. I don't know.
You're stupid.
It don't look strong to me. No, I'm all right. I don't want that.
How did we end up getting on?
So Flesh and Bone.
Mm-hmm.
He is the vocalist of the group. He was the harmonizer.
See, sing all them hoes draws off. Didn't I boom, tell you boom, he was boom, the whole?
Born boom, June 10th. Boom, his name is Stanley.
What you gonna do? Look, and got a whole damn Stanley.
Stanley.
Do we
don't even
that's
like
his real name?
Stanley.
I don't like Stanley. That's probably
why
that.
You don't like
I got a friend.
You know, Stanley was
not that one, the whole
wet
different one.
Bagel.
Stanley, that's Stanley. You see what I'm talking about? The wet Stanley's is hoes.
Wet bagel.
So I don't see that's why I don't like flesh. Cause I don't like Stanley's.
Oh, okay.
And I don't like niggas that sing hoes draws off. And
okay,
I know that's
so
what he was doing.
Stanley and Steven.
I like Steven.
Lazy's name.
You
name
sure?
Is
yeah. Steven is my brother. I like
no,
Steven.
Okay. I thought we were talking about the other Steven.
No, God. Child. That. In my inbox this morning.
Not that Steven.
Why?
I'm talking about the other Steven in Georgia.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No.
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking about what's our code name for him? Frank. Toxic Frank.
Yeah.
AKA the Steven. All in my inbox this morning. Mm-hmm. Child by gone somewhere.
He done left the girl alone. Already?
I don't know what he doing. I don't want he is still on D&D and his name is drugs in my phone and we do not answer that. Cause I ain't finna get high no more. I ain't getting back on them drugs.
Don't.
No, I'm good. But anyway, look, we done set up here and talk about Bone Thugs.
Well, and happy birthday to your dad.
Cause I don't know how the hell we went from the birthday to Bone Thugs.
I don't know.
But there is also another birthday.
Who?
That we need
who
to
deals?
Celebrate.
This month or past?
Our number one fan.
Yes!
Of the Necessary Podcast.
Yes.
Like,
shout out to Kels. Happy birthday, Kels.
And I did not realize until I went on social media this morning. I said, listen, now I know why I love you so much. I said, this is just an added bonus because he shares the same birthday as one of my favorite aunts.
Oh, okay.
So this is, yes. So Kels, I know
birthday.
That you are listening. We don't even have to say if you're listening.
Because if ain't nobody listening to us, him meals.
You. Happy birthday,
and we loved it.
Yes.
Him. Yes, sir.
He's just a positive.
Yes, light.
Light. It's, I don't even know. I don't even have the words to explain him.
Right.
Authentic, true,
very.
Humble.
And he's
loving.
Right on,
he's a man
right
of God.
With
you can tell.
Message.
Yes,
it's
he
like,
is.
It's like maybe you're feeling some type of way during the week or something like that. And then next thing you know, you just receive something from him. It's like, boom. And it's like, gosh, how do you know, Kels? How do you know?
So yeah. Kels remind me of me.
He's just a stand-up
he said
guy.
That y'all
yeah,
are so
we are
much alike.
We are Kendrick. We are, I don't know what it is about him. I just, before I even knew laid eyes on him to meet him. I loved Kel.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That was mm-hmm. my people's.
Yep.
I met him at a we did a cabin trip some years back, and him and his friend they did massages,
mm-hmm.
and so they were invited to come out. And when I say the connection, I don't know what the connection was with everyone else there, but mm-hmm. the connection between me and him was instant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I get along with pretty much anyone, mm-hmm. but his vibe, his aura, his demeanor was just so real. It was just so pure.
Right.
Very pure. And yeah. he came in, didn't know what the expectations of for financially for him.
Mm-hmm.
By the time he left there, I know he made more money than he thought that he was going to make.
That's fantastic.
Because it was just word of mouth.
Yeah.
Word of mouth. And from that day forward, it's like we have always been in sync. Such a good guy.
Maybe we should put together a retreat and invite them out.
We could. Yeah.
You know, get a cabin and invite them out. I think that would be great.
I think that would be wonderful. That's a wonderful idea.
Mm-hmm. His partner that does the massages with him, I know she just recently lost her father, so really want to send my condolences out to her. Her name is Reese.
Yes.
So it's never easy losing a parent, especially from my understanding, they're really close.
Right.
So my condolences from the Very Necessary Podcast out to her and her family. and just I think
they
killed,
have been
just
hit with a lot of deaths. Because I think after that or before that, somebody else had lost a cousin or something like that. He was explaining to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just been a lot for him.
So just hold her down. Yeah. Be that support for her, like you always are for us.
Yep. But that's what very necessary has to do to the people who are super supportive and important to us. We need to let them know that they matter. We love them. We appreciate them. And that's just what we do as, not just as a podcast, but just as individuals.
Right. And I like the fact that he share us with other people. Mm-hmm. Right. He's gotten so many other people to listen to us. And the fact that they can take something out of our podcast that's relatable to them and give us feedback on it.
Yeah. I love the feedback.
Yes.
I always love the feedback.
That is important. Because that let us know that what we're doing, it's touching somebody.
Right. Mm-hmm. They tell you as a teacher, like, if you only impact one student, you've done your job. And so as a podcast, we know that we've had an impact on at least one listener.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, job well done, ladies.
Well done. So, back to
what the topic of the day.
What was the topic?
We talking about every goddamn thing under the sun. Hell, we might need to say the topic for the next show.
We can
talk
do that.
About, and talk about random shit today. What's going on in the news?
Oh, my gosh.
What isn't going on in the news?
So, last night, I was just... Okay, one, I kind of took a little small hiatus from Facebook. Okay. Even, I don't really scroll. I'm not even, like, behind the scenes watching.
Did you do it for Lent?
Mm-hmm. No, I think I was just in my feelings, and I just kind of, like... took myself away.
I think everybody should.
And so, but last night I was on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like watching TikTok because it's some fascinating things that come through on your timeline. And I'm out of the rabbit hole of the lesbian TikTok. I don't know how I fell into lesbian TikTok. Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
So what TikTok does is,
see, you know, because I'm not
based on your searches, they'll start feeding you stuff relevant to. I think maybe maybe you were looking at maybe
someone sent me a video.
Okay.
Through TikTok, and I clicked on it, and I think I may have watched two or three of their videos, and ever since then I was in the TikTok transgender lesbian. I think because what
you see how the motherfuckers are pulling you in.
Because see what it was, it was a man that used to be a woman that now is a man.
Okay.
And handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't even know. Had no idea. And I think I was just going through the videos, just trying to see the transition that they, because they did the whole, like, you know, transition story, whatever. And I was stuck in that freaking TikTok rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm out of it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance.
What? I prayed myself out of that hole. Mm-hmm. I was like, get me out. But anyway, so now I'm more on into the discovery type of TikTok of, you know, how it's kind of weird, but.
But what's going to happen when legislation takes TikTok?
I don't know.
What makes us unavailable.
I don't know. So you,
they're gonna be at the White House protesting.
Facebook.
Well, I'm in the TikTok now where they talking about the Diddy thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I saw one last night where they said Diddy, the reason how he got to where he is because of Clive Davis. As far as he was Clive's sex slave.
That's what they said. Him, Andre Harrell.
Yeah,
all of them. Mm-hmm.
And you know who I'm afraid that they're going to bring up next? Hmm. Quincy Jones.
Oh, he's already in it.
Diddy?
All of them in it.
Oh, Lord,
they already in it. Yeah, because they're saying Clive Davis, Quincy Jones, like all of them groom this new setup.
And they were saying how do an exec, Andre Harrell, never owned a label? Well, let me back up. How did Diddy get a label before Andre Harrell?
Andre Harrell had Uptown Records. Yeah.
But it was something different from the way that Diddy got his versus how Andre got his. Right. And they're trying to say is what they're trying to say is Diddy was never really that guy to. It's like he came out of the blue with a record label because he wasn't experienced.
Right.
Well, they say he wasn't experienced.
But he worked for Andre Harrell. He was his assistant.
He was his assistant, but he was not experienced enough to have a record label is what they're trying to say. They said that was a front.
You don't have to be experienced enough. You got to have the capital.
No. What they're saying is Clive gave Bad Boy Records as a front. For other operations and put Diddy's face to it.
Okay.
But Diddy had no real experience in having that.
He was under Andre Harrell. And then, like you said, next thing you know, here's Bad. You know, it seems that way. Here's Bad Boy. Because according to, I think from what I read in the past, like Diddy was the one that brought the talent. Like he brought the talent in. Andre was just, you know, Uptown Records. And then I'll Be Sure was
it's
there.
It's just a web of stuff.
But now my understanding is Clive Davis did front, I guess, part of the money to say, okay, this is how you're going to, if you're going to do a drug operation, sex, whatever operation, then this is your record label and this is how you're going to feed all of this in here. And but of course they're never going to push it back to Clive Davis. They're not gonna do it.
And then they started talking about Justin's is not really his, is the dude Wolf Jones. And they did the side by side analysis between Misa Wolf and Diddy.
So here's where we fall into that. Diddy claims him as his son. Justin claims him at his as his father.
Quincy.
But Quincy has always acknowledged Al Be Sure as his father. But he's very close to Diddy.
Right.
I don't like when people start bringing the churn into the shit.
Right.
I don't like that. If y'all got a problem with Diddy and what Diddy did, that's fine. What the fuck do Justin, real daddy,
well,
Diddy
this
daddy,
is what they
I
said.
I don't like that.
This is where they're going with that story. So apparently for Justin's first 12 years of his childhood, Diddy had nothing to do with the relationship, they said. Misa,
Justin was all in Biggie video.
They said he did not take care of him. Like, this is what the story is saying. I don't know. So this is what the story is saying. The guy Wolf passed away before Justin was born.
Right.
Okay. So then Misa and Diddy
got together
mm-hmm. when she was underage. Because now they're trying to throw up her age into all of this. Mm-hmm. First 12 years of Justin's life, Diddy wasn't really that present father until Misa took him to court for child support over it. And then that's when Justin went to go live with him. And so, so Misa, what they said, Misa was trying to tell us all along, like, about Diddy without, you know, I guess calling him to the carpet. But like throwing things out there. So this last time when Justin got into some legal issues, mm-hmm. I'm not sure
she was going off.
Yeah, they said that she really went off on the fact, like, how could you so-called do your child like this? Whatever she did, mm-hmm. I don't know the story.
I remember that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's like a big web now that they're trying to throw Justin into this.
Well, see, this web.
Misa is 51. Diddy's 54.
Right.
So it's not
and
that
so
big of an age difference.
Justin was the little baby.
In the Diddy video.
The Bad Boy baby. That was Justin.
I've never not seen
that. That was Justin.
It sure was.
Justin was in Biggie's video. Remember Misa was sitting there holding Justin. That was Justin. Mm-hmm. So then his first restaurant was named
Justin's.
Justin's. In Atlanta,
after
right?
His firstborn.
Okay.
So I don't know. Look, because we only see 1/16 of what's going on.
Right, right. And people will speculate.
My whole thing is like you had Justin and Quincy. Like, that's all you heard about was Justin and Quincy, Justin and Quincy, Justin and Quincy. And then here comes
the boy.
Christian came. That's right. Christian came. And then, you know, we heard about the babies, the girls.
The girls are only a couple of months apart. The twins and the little girl.
And that's what I was about to say. Then we heard about Chance because, you know, Kim was like, here are my babies. And then here's Chance. Chance surfaces because Sarah was like, nah, my baby's going to get a piece of this pie, too.
I'm with you, Yoshi. I think children should stay out of grown people's business.
And that was my, especially now, that's not really accurate
what you're saying. The children are not in the grown people's business. The grown people is in the children's business.
They need to take the children out of the grown people's business.
So now, I guess now that Justin, Quincy, and Christian are over 21, I guess that's why they're starting to, you know, hone in on them because it's like they were named in that last lawsuit.
Yeah, because they're trying to say
Quincy was not named yet.
They're trying to say Justin raped someone. Yeah. They're trying to put rape charges on him now or allegations. And I think allegedly.
I think as early as this morning, when I read this morning, I think now Christian has his own individual assault, sexual assault lawsuit. Yeah. Now.
And all of this is alleged.
Everything is alleged.
So this is what is just being thrown out in the media. And this is where stories starting to get cross tangled because you have so many people reporting on
so much.
But it was just like with Bill Cosby, the one when one person decided that they were going to come out, then here's everyone in the woodworks coming out.
I think they, and you know, I believe in the scandals and the law and order. I think it happens just like that. Like they find these people and say, hey, if you don't tell your story, or hey, you need, we need to you know, come together and tell this. So here comes the whole, you know, dominoes effect. Everybody is going to come and say whatever piece, whether it's true or not.
But piggybacking off of what Vaughn was talking about, they did a whole like piece on Janice Combs and the influence that she has had over her son. Mm-hmm. So if you look at Janice Combs and how she came to pass was supposedly she was a model. Then they said she was a teacher, you know, nothing. In the old photos or anything, say model, but apparently she was in the fashion world. She knew some big wigs by way of her husband, who was Puffy's daddy. Mm-hmm. So apparently Puffy's daddy was one of the runners for the big Frank Lucas. So that's how she was able to know all the big name people back in the day. So whether she was modeling or not, but then they said, in the, and this is all speculated, she was never a model. She was feeding models to high profile men. So maybe she was a madam of sorts. And
okay, because I have heard that before.
I could totally see Puffy's mom as a whole
because his daddy was.
Because she gives me that vibe. Like I could totally see it. I'm not saying it's true, but I could. And if you grow up with a daddy who was a hustler, you got your mama who was a madam, and then you've grown up in this lifestyle.
Kind of groomed a little bit.
I think you were kind of groomed to be this person in a
powerful,
sense.
A powerful person. I can't say the word right.
I mean, Puffy is a Scorpio, so I expect him to kind of naturally exude, you know, boss, mogul, in a sense.
What are they looking for? I don't care that he's bisexual. You know, that's up to the people that's having relations with him to figure that out. What are they looking for? Is he really a sex trafficker? Did he really pay Daphne, Joy, Carisha, and all these other people to transport, be involved? Now that Cassie, who everybody believes 99.99%, like now that she is cooperating now with the feds, allegedly, this is what has been reported now, like, did he really do all of this?
That's mine.
Yeah. That's
My thing is illegally, because y'all know how I feel about prostitutes and strippers. I feel like if someone is pulled into trafficking illegally by against their will, like drugged and held hostage, then yes, justice must be served. But if my girlfriends come to me and say, the niggas outside, the niggas with the money, and I know where to find them, and girl, you want to get some money, and me at my own free will, I'm saying, yeah, I'd rather fuck some niggas with some money than some broke niggas.
Somebody got to take accountability. That's
what I'm saying.
Right.
So when does it come to, yeah, I was fucking niggas for some money, high profile niggas for some money, or to where I was actually held against my will, drugged, intimidated.
You know?
Yeah. That's sex trafficking to me.
Right.
Not, girl, I'm going to put you on some dudes with some dollars.
Right.
Okay? Because if that's the case.
Because you were down for the cause at that point.
I've been sex trafficked too, then, God damn it. Because, right. So what y'all looking for, really?
Are they looking for
a story?
Well,
they're looking for a story.
Yeah. So, I mean, he has not been arrested, so to speak.
I just feel like every man of a certain economical stature, black man, African American, mm-hmm. when they get to the point where they want to start buying networks, case in point, Bill Cosby, mm-hmm. when they want to start buying sports franchises,
mm-hmm.
that's why y'all ain't heard it yet. But Jay-Z will be all up in the shit in a minute.
It's already
when
started.
When they want to start doing mega mogul, like big to do stuff, shit like that, this is America's way of saying, no, 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 you cannot have that.
So do you believe what Luke said? Luke said he think it all started when Puffy sued Sarah.
Yep.
He said you cannot bite the hand that feeds you. Mm-hmm. So when Puffy thought he was bigger than them, that's when
we gotta let you know everything. That you are a nigga and you better stay in your place.
I do feel that they came to Cassie and said, listen.
Well, they said they didn't care about people knowing that Diddy put it out there like Ciroc was his. From my understanding, they said they didn't care. When I say they, the owners of mm-hmm. Ciroc mm-hmm. did not care. Where it came into play is when the owners of Ciroc bought Casamigos from, I think it was from George Clooney or whoever owned Casamigos. They mm-hmm. bought it for like $400 million or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then they pushed DeLeon mm-hmm. is the he was the ambassador for DeLeon.
Mm-hmm.
And that took a back burner to Casamigos. And that's when Diddy
said, how dare you?
Says this discrimination, like how, you know, you promoting them and you're not putting any promotion behind the other drink, DeLeon, I think that's mm-hmm. the name of it. Mm-hmm. And that's where all of this stems from.
Right. And so I guess Diddy thought he was equal playing
field. He had more of a voice in the business than what he thought he felt like he was more mm-hmm. of a voice than what he was. But it's very difficult. So just going into a conversation I had yesterday, I was at brunch with my brunch sisters and we got on the subject of music and somebody started talking about R. Kelly. And I was like, ooh, yeah. And so that's another one. I feel like R. Kelly is something, a piece of work. Y'all know how I feel about him. But I also feel like to a certain extent, he was also blackballed and targeted it. Mm-hmm. But hey, that's just my feeling. So Lisa stated that, hey, I'm an R. Kelly fan. Always will be. Nobody's going to take that away from me. Sorry, not sorry. And I had to catch myself one day while the music was playing through my phone. You know how the songs just come up. And R. Kelly started playing. And I'm very vocal about my dislike of R. Kelly's doings. Mm-hmm. But child, when that song came on and I got to tapping my foot, I had to let that motherfucker roll for a minute because I associate music with a time and a place in my life.
Right.
And we can't take away from Puffy that he has done some phenomenal shit in music. Mm-hmm. Now, do I feel Puffy done some scumbag shit to some people in the music business?
Of course.
Goddamn right. Because it's too many of your artists saying you didn't pay them right. It's too many of your artists saying this happened, that happened. It's too many artists on your label that's dead, sir.
And how do you keep the... Well, never mind.
Let's just say that. Because right, because it was a bad deal. So you got the royalties because it was a bad fucking deal. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, do I agree with everything that Puffy has done? Do I agree with everything that Cosby has done? Mm-mm. You cheated on your wife, sir. So this is karma coming back to you. Do you deserve all of it? Maybe, maybe not. But, and y'all know how I feel about Bill Cosby. I'm a TV daddy. He didn't do nothing to nobody. He just was around here having fun. And y'all was taking the old school
everybody
ecstasy
was having fun
back then. Everybody was drugging and fucking. So y'all gonna say what y'all want to say. My TV daddy did not rape nobody. And that's that. Now, I think
he slipped,
he did. He ain't slipped shit. They had the shit on the tray.
Some drugs too.
Getting high. Which one you want? The yellow, the blue, or the
drugs? I don't think he had to slip anything.
I know.
Right.
But see,
I don't really think he had to.
That's what happened. A lot of people think because you have this fame and all that, people just want to automatically give them some sex. And some women aren't like that.
So they probably thought that they
was invincible.
Right. Right.
And he probably was like, well,
if you go to a Bill Cosby party, you already know what's going
down. Correct. And that's what they said about Puffy.
So just be aware.
And that's why Cat Williams said, you got to tell him
no.
You got to tell him no.
I just feel like you are signing up for the inevitable when you sign up for the life in that kind of arena. So you got to know.
I think you got to be smart.
Right. You got to know where to, and you have to be firm on, I'm not doing this.
Right.
You can't let people talk you into the drugs. Mm-hmm. You can't let people talk you into fucking.
Right.
You can't let people talk you into the rabbit hole.
Because at that point, if you let someone talk you into it, that you're just as guilty as you, there's no blaming, there's no fingers pointing.
Like some people,
you shouldn't have to point fingers.
You know, and of course they're like, "Well, T.D. Jakes shouldn't have been in any of Puff." Well, first of all, you know how it is at a wedding. You know that they play the little subtle music when the pastor there. But as soon as pastor get in his car, him and first lady get in the car and roll out the thing. What's gonna happen after that?
Yeah, they put no Trick Daddy in
everything else.
But sometimes they don't even wait for the pastor to lead no more.
That's true.
Let me tell you something about Reverend Blakely Scott. That was my pastor at First Nazareth. Blakely Scott said, "I know all the songs because I used to dance to them." They still a man. They can indulge in secular music, but to a certain extent.
Yeah. But hold on. Did y'all see the mass choir, Donald Lawrence and not Tri-City. It was somebody else listed into the court documents. It was the Clark sisters. It was Donald Lawrence. It was Bishop Jakes. It was some mass choir. The whole choir? I said the whole choir?
I said the whole choir. What's Kirk Franklin's new choir?
Lord, I don't know. I can't keep up with his choir. He got
too
many.
Well, what the choirs had to do with the shit?
I guess they was
the whole choir.
But you know what? It's about to be.
I don't want Puffy's life to be on trial because, like I said, even if he is bisexual, that's on him.
That's his business.
But now, if it's sex trafficking and all this stuff, and you were sexually assaulted, and you up there blowing up people's cars, and
who blew up?
Kid Cudi
is from what they say.
Confirmed.
Remember, Kid Cudi wanted to commit suicide.
Yeah. Right, because he was around there messing with Cassie.
Yep, yeah. And Kid Cudi confirmed that it was him.
Uh-oh.
So, see, that's the part.
Or
that's the
hanging
part.
People by their foot it's not like funny. He Suge Knight.
And that's why everybody said he played Joker.
Who he hung out the window?
My Wale, they said allegedly.
They Wale out the window
because Wale and Cassie was supposed to did a song together, and apparently Cassie did not get Diddy's approval for it. So Diddy walked up into the studio.
So you Suge Knight niggas,
and there was two witnesses.
Let me just tell you this. Sometimes when black men get a little money in their pockets, they tend to get that godlike complex, and they feel like they are above the law, above being told you are out of order.
Invincible.
And I think this is a very humbling experience for Sean that he had to go through. I'm going to refer to him as Sean. Because now was the time. I think you've gotten away with too much and you've done too much, and now the Lord is dealing with you. So we have to let the Lord deal with Sean how the Lord want to deal with Sean.
And I mean, he appears to be okay. He up there riding with Stevie J in Miami. He doing all right.
And that ain't the one you want to be fucking friends with. That's Lucifer's nephew.
But that's his friend.
Cause how the hell you get?
I'm about to go on a rabbit hole with that motherfucker. Right,
cause how you take alimony from your goddamn wife? You dirty scoundrel dog!
Faith should have been. That's a whole nother topic for
Cause
Faith should have been smarter than
that. She should have.
Well, that stems from long time ago. So apparently, that relationship was a relationship that was had during the Biggie days, and that was her side piece when her and Biggie was together.
So that is true. Because they said Jocelyn said it. They said Jocelyn was talking about that. And nobody believed her.
Yeah. Because, you know, he was big and big in Bad Boys days.
Oh, yeah. Really
writer. He was a writer.
Yeah.
He was a writer. Talented. Very talented.
He got some stake in that.
He didn't even help Mariah. I'm not sure, but Stevie J, I feel like, is possibly bisexual. I mean, if he
is, I'm sure, he strikes me as that.
That's up to you all. Who Selena, Ben said that.
I mean, and
because she said they had wild parties together.
I say love who you love. If that's your man or woman or whatever,
we accept.
LGBTQ as a whole culture. Who mad about that shit? Because I'm not.
I mean, that's on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's up to you. I just don't want Puffy's life to be on trial. Like, who, you know, if he's
I don't want the children attacked.
Well, the children.
Yes.
The children are attacked.
They are.
And because now they're saying, well, they're grown. The guys. Now, who I am really concerned about, I am concerned about Delilah and Jesse. I am concerned about Chance and Baby Love. Like,
now, who is Baby Love?
I know the baby is, but
who is the baby? Who the mom and daddy for Baby Love?
The daddy is Diddy.
Yeah,
the mama is a
computer science like real smart lady. She a real smart lady. Yeah, Asian
probably
lady.
Somebody used to work down at the office, and he just
and
started
she was
fucking.
Married to somebody else.
Yeah,
she was allegedly married to somebody else.
Them men, they think that they can just go and have sex with people, wives, and take them.
They also label Prince Harry in the court documents too.
Prince Harry,
what the hell?
Because he probably was at the party.
Yeah, they got him in the court documents.
Damn it! I'm so tired of this shit.
He probably was at the party.
You just make my head hurt.
And Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, they said he's one of the ringleaders.
I can see it.
I'm so frustrated. I'm so tired.
But I don't want their lives to be... Stick to the facts of why you all are, you know, because I think everybody's putting that in the forefront and not looking at the facts of what they are trying to charge.
I just want everybody to...
Sean Combs.
I want everybody to just tell the goddamn truth. If you was there at the party, some shit got out of hand, and somebody held you hostage at the party, then fine. But if you was at the party and you was there and you was having a good time and you was fucking and... They ran a train on you and whatever.
And if you enjoyed it, because apparently you kept going back,
right?
Again and again.
Right, and then now it's like everybody watching Usher, everybody's watching Justin Bieber, like everybody's watching Sean Carter. you know, and y'all brought that up earlier because they have already started digging their dirt. Yeah, but they're going
from
back.
What I heard is that the legal team that him and his wife have are like sharks, and you just can't come like you have done the Diddy case to them because
it's starting to, with him just like they did Diddy, because now they're bringing back up the stuff about the young lady who was allegedly his mistress that just automatically dies after Beyonce said she was pregnant with Blue. Now see, all that's starting to come up again. And so now it's getting traction because everybody's like, okay, so if Puffy did this, surely Jay-Z, this is true what they are saying about Jay-Z.
But you know, everybody got skeletons in their closet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And who's to say that it's an actual skeleton? Who's to say that it's just not a coincidence that that young lady passed away at that time.
They're trying to say he killed her.
I feel like people gonna start reaching and looking and pulling from everywhere to sensationalize one simple thing.
This is my thing.
And maybe it's not simple. One thing, which is once that whole Cassie thing came out, it spiraled into a whole avalanche of here go the bullshit.
Right.
But we gotta go.
Well, I'm gonna say this one thing before we go. This is why I say you wanna do something and get away with it, do it by your darn self. Don't have...
Well, ain't no fun by yourself, Vaughn.
Well,
shit.
That's how you keep all the alibis down. That's, you ain't got nobody to go against you.
Just be nice.
I'm just saying.
Tyson, just write your book and then die the next couple of...
So stupid.
I'm just saying, if you trying to stay below under the radar,
don't have nobody with you. Right. Do your dirt by yourself.
Do your dirt by your lonely.
Yes. That way nobody can say, well, I saw him here. I heard this. I was there. You ain't got no alibi. You are your only alibi.
Right.
But with the price, I think there's a price in Hollywood. I think you sell your soul for whatever you come up against for that price of Hollywood.
And I just think that he probably thought that I got my legal team. I got more money than the world will allow. Nobody's ever going to touch me. Mm-hmm. I really think that Puffy thought that.
Well, shout out to all the entertainers and people who wanted stardom in the industry and didn't sell their soul for
this. I mean, look at even Cat, who came out this year. You don't hear shit about Cat Williams.
Mm-mm.
You never hear shit about him.
Yeah, they throwing Dwight Howard up in there too.
Oh yeah, but see, I think Dwight Howard doesn't care. I think it's like, okay, so what? I have sex with transgender.
No, what they're trying to say is that he was partaking at the Diddy parties.
I believe it. And I think he don't care.
Yeah, he don't.
He doesn't, because that's when him and the guy was having that little lawsuit. Now you see that's dropped because Dwight Howard's like, tell it.
Why I told y'all.
Only your truth.
And that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's why I told y'all when I run for president and I'm up there and I gotta defend myself. Mm-hmm. And they was like, well, President-elect Arrington, did you have sex? I did.
And you know this question. When you did it.
And I fucked him.
There's nothing else to talk about. It's gone. So, it's here today and gone tomorrow.
And so if y'all want my list, my list of niggas, I'll go head on and write them all out for you.
And
so
if
you
I can, forget somebody, let me know so I can add them.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you when I fucked them, where it was... I'm going to give you the whole rundown. That way you can't question me about it later because I done already told y'all ass.
It's when people try to hide.
Right.
And they
I don't know if they even try to hide. But I think it's like none of nobody's business.
Like the white say,
who I give my wood to is
my business.
Exactly. And it's
who
like,
am I? He said, y'all the weird
I
ones.
I know that they are famous.
That y'all worried about.
I know that people are famous and I know they... signed on for this life, but they need to have privacy too, y'all.
Yes. He said the best. Y'all are the weird ones that worry about who I give my wood to, who am I?
But that's why I said the price of Hollywood. Yeah. Once you become the elite of the elite, you basically sign your rights to your privacy away.
And I get that, but I still think it's wrong. Now they mad because now everybody was going to the Amalfi Coast and all that stuff to get away. And here come everybody else following behind them because we want to vacation and be like that too. But here they come. And it's like they have no privacy, man. Give these people their privacy. Give it to them.
Mm-mm. It's.
I just give them their privacy. Let them be. If they're not hurting anybody, let them have sex.
If you want your privacy, you got to make $45,000 and work at the bank. That's it.
Mm-mm, because
then ain't nobody
local,
that interested in you.
But then that's when they local celebrities and then everybody going to have their business all out in the local. I mean, come on, y'all. Think about some of the people that are locally famous where we live. And they sex life all on the everywhere too.
Yeah.
So I mean, just leave people alone. Damn it.
Mind your goddamn business and drink your water.
Y'all got
fucking
fire.
You
would
be like
sick of these people.
My goddamn best friend, man.
I'm serious.
Put your nose in motherfucking
ass. If you wanna piss me off, mind somebody else.
Yeah.
Right.
Big head ass bitches.
Shit.
Yo, you
now
can catch us
got today.
On all podcast platforms. You can catch us on Instagram at The Very, V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast, and also on Facebook at The Unapologetic Talk. Never miss an episode on our website at The V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. com. Susie, you okay to take us out?
What's
it ain't
that?
Gonna be
what's
spiritual
the little meme?
Today?
What's the little post on Facebook and say, if you're looking for inspirational words, I ain't got none today. Go off.
We out.
Shit, I'm sick of people.
Motherfuckers.
I ain't got